bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
It's so fun watching your natural broadcasting instincts kick in. It really is.
Well,
fun.
The joke's on you, Wendy, because I don't have any natural broadcast instincts. So if you thought I did, I have fooled you.
Evidently, Bill was clicking on something
yep.
on his computer, and what
yep.
happened? Did it just not work?
All of a sudden, a bunch of security boxes came up.
You know what that means.
No.
You went to a site that you weren't supposed to go to.
It was Google. I was on the Google.
Mm.
It's true. I was Googling things.
That's what why these things popped up.
I've been trapped by the English language. Stupid English language. Right. So
is it up and running now?
Oh, Bob, everything's good. Bob to the rescue. Thank you, Bob.
You can change chairs
just
now.
Just take an Uber over
here,
to my regulars.
Here, just stop by every microphone on your way.
All right. I'm on this one now, Wendy. Sound any better?
No, nope. The same.
I'll try the other one. Hold on.
Equally as bad.
Back to home base.
All right.
Where
I like
everything's
you there.
Normal once again.
And your computer's back to
yeah,
business.
Yeah, Bob, fix it. Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
You tip on that? What do you do, Wendy? No?
You probably should.
You should tip on that. Well, too late.
I'm sorry. I'm eating a chewy lemon head, and they're way better than regular lemon heads.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. All right, so this is the bonus hour. Everything's back to normal now. I'm back where I started, and Wendy's got a lemon head. So this
actually,
is the way.
It's an orange head.
Oh.
All different colors.
Do they still do the Charlie Chan one?
No.
There's a cherry Charlie Chan candy. That's gone, right?
Yeah, that wasn't.
That's gone.
Here, you can have the rest of them.
I don't want all of them. Oh, they look good. I'll take all of them. It's an assortment pack of various. I didn't know they made such a thing.
I'm having a shoe issue. I bought a new pair of shoes because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just love shoes. Mm-hmm. And they're just slip-on Madden. Is it what Madden is it?
The manager of the Cubs. He's got his own shoe line.
No. Is it Sam? Jasmine, help me here.
Steve.
Oh, Sam was another guy. Steve Madden shoes. I loved them. They're at Marshall's. They weren't very expensive. They're like a platform slip-on gym shoe.
Yeah.
A la Vans.
Oh.
And they're camo. And I love camo everything. And I've been wearing them the last 2 days.
This would be good if you get deployed.
I won't. Like, they'd take me.
I keep hearing rumors, Wendy. I hope you're right.
And so I showed them to Jim, and I said, hey, aren't these cool? And he goes... Normally, he doesn't care, and typically, everything I buy is just black shoes. And then he'll go, don't you have a pair like that in your closet already?
Yeah.
That's what he usually says.
Right.
So these are like, oh, those are kind of cool. Are they comfortable? I said, 100% absolutely not.
Oh.
And he goes, so why would
them?
You buy those?
Don't
and I said,
those.
Because they're going to stretch out a little bit, and I love them, and I have blisters on the back of my heels.
Now, when you say he doesn't care...
Well, come on.
Do you mean that? Does he not care?
I mean...
Does he pretend to care? Like, when you show him something you've purchased, he doesn't even pretend.
No, he does. He does. But with shoes, Bill...
Yeah.
Honest to God, if you would look through my closet right now, I'll bet you that I have purchased shoes similar to a pair I already have without even knowing I have them.
Yeah.
Things kind of get, it's like a black hole in my closet.
Yep.
So when I say, hey, do you like these shoes? The only time he had a real comment is I bought a pair of shoes that were kind of a heelless and toeless booty. So imagine a little booty, which is a short boot and a heel, and the toe is free to roam, and the heel is free. And they were like a taupe colored. And I said, oh, I kind of like these. They came in this month's Stitch Fix. What do you think? And Jim looked at me and he goes, it looks like you have two ace bandages on your ankles. And
but that doesn't mean he doesn't care.
No,
that,
he
that
does
comment
care.
Meant he cares.
And I said, well, I don't care because I like him. But the fact that I asked him meant that I wasn't sure.
Mm.
So as soon as he said the ace bandages on my ankle, he said it looks like somebody hobbled you. And then when I looked in the
and
mirror.
And that wasn't the look you were going for?
No. And then and I did like him prior to him saying that, but I wasn't 100% sure. But then every time I looked in the mirror to go, oh, do I like these? Oh my God, they do look like two ace bandages.
Of course they do.
And they were expensive, so I returned them.
Well, good.
So he does care.
He obviously cares.
But typically, I will say, hey, you like my new shoes? And honestly, his response, he'll look and he'll go, yeah, those are cute. Don't you already have a pair like
that?
Yeah,
and the answer is you do.
Probably. There is various deviations.
This is a trade secret among men, but I will share it with you. Don't tell anybody. The things you think we notice, we don't notice. Like shoes, we just don't notice them. I've been through this with my wife. My wife doesn't wear a lot of earrings, but I can't tell you what any of there are. To me, all earrings are the exact same, unless it's so dramatic. Like if it was a ball of fire on her ear, I would notice that. But other than that, like if we're going someplace, she'll go, do you like these earrings? And I'll go, yeah. And she'll go, do you like them more than you liked the ones yesterday? And I'll go, about the same. But the truth of that is, I don't see them. I didn't see last night's pair. I won't see tomorrow night's pair. They're all the same to us. Shoes are kind of the same way.
I got to be honest with you. Jim is a little different than that.
Really?
Because I'll say, hey, you know, do you like do you like this necklace? And he will actually go, let me take a look.
He's going through the motions.
No. He also notices, like, I haven't done a lot of planting lately because the Kona the dog keeps chewing things up. Or biting at things while I'm weeding. So my backyard and front yard has been kind of overrun this year.
Mm-hmm.
But typically,
you've got the ace bandages on your feet. You can't be gardening in those.
Typically, every year I put I have a pot in the front, like a cement planter.
It is becoming legal.
Uh huh. Oh, I should put the pot in the pot.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I typically every year do a planter for spring, for fall. I do that. I haven't done it this year. And every time I wouldn't tell Jim I was doing it, and he would
just
go,
do it.
Hey.
He noticed it.
I swear to
God.
He's
a better man than I am. I wouldn't notice it for anything.
If Terry had two tennis balls hanging from her ears, you would notice.
I'd notice that. I'd say, you took my tennis balls. What are you doing? We have, as you walk toward our house, there is a planter on each side of the porch, a good sized planter
mm-hmm.
that's always filled with some sort of vegetation or flowers.
Cement or like a wrought iron?
Wrought iron.
So they're black?
Coppery black.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Can I just say I'm shocked you even knew that?
I know that.
Okay.
Because I've had to lift them and move them and I know they're heavy. But I don't know, like, she always changes it up, whatever's in there, and she'll say, tell me a brand of flowers, a type of flowers.
Hydrangea.
She'll go, what'd you think of the hydrangeas in the pots? And I'll go, they're beautiful, but I don't know what they are.
What about the petunias?
Yeah, what about them? They're also nice. I'm faking my way through that conversation every day, because I don't know. I know she switches them in and out every couple of weeks, and I know that the colors are different, but I don't know. I just don't see them. Even when she does centerpieces for the table or the dining room, like the dining room table or the living room table.
That I can't believe.
It's like an elaborate flowery.
And you don't notice that?
I don't see it. I just don't see it. And I know flowers are beautiful. They're part of nature. They're important for our will. I understand all that, but it just goes right through me. I just don't see it.
What about when Terry points it out and says, hey, what do you think of this?
Then I'll take a minute to take it in and go, well, that's very nice, because I know that effort has gone into it. And I do appreciate the fact that she's always changing
sprucing
stuff
things up.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah, because if you were responsible for that,
it would not be good.
It'd be a blank canvas.
It would be, yes.
With tennis balls on it.
Right. Right. But it's so funny because, I mean, we've been together for a long, long time, and she knows that about me, and she understands that I'm blind to it. But I think, I have to be honest, I think most guys are.
It just depends. I have made, we've talked about this in the past, if you know, you try on a new dress. I do the Stitch Fix, so every month I get new clothes and decide if I want to keep them or not. So some of them are expensive, some of them aren't that mm-hmm. bad, but I kind of always do the fashion show. It's funny, too, because mm-hmm. I'll come home and Jim will hold the Stitch Fix box and go, look what came today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually do a fashion show, and he's the first person. I go, what do you think about this? And
Is he brutally honest?
I've told him in the past, please be honest with me, because I have a friend who I love to death. but she doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So sometimes she's better now, but because she used to get mad at me when I'd say this about her. But I'd say, hey, how does this look? And she'd go, oh, that's really cute. And then I'd go to another friend and I said, be honest, is this, what do you think? And they'd say, that's really cute, but it maybe not your style.
Right.
Or some way to at least just say, don't buy that.
But isn't the key to that, you find something about it that's positive? I love the color, but, and then you throw out the truth part.
No, I just want the truth part. I don't want any time to be wasted. Oh. It's like, you know, again, in the style of Stitch Fix, I just go, should I keep it?
Yeah, that's all you need to know. But you're not being insulted with the Stitch Fix because that's they've picked something out for you. Like if my wife gets something in a store
and
brings
she loves
it home,
it?
Then I have to temper that comment a little bit because she selected it.
But here's the thing. Typically, if it's something, and Jasmine, you can jump in and tell me if this is true also, as you know, we women, if I buy something that I love, mm-hmm. like these shoes mm-hmm. that I'm wearing that hurt mm-hmm. and gave me blisters, mm-hmm. I may just go, hey, how do you like these shoes? And I don't care what you say.
No.
If I like it, it's whether I'm not sure if I like them. That's when I'll honestly look for your opinion. Jasmine, would you agree?
I'm kind of naysayer on that. I'm sorry. If my shoes hurt, I'm returning them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll make these not hurt.
No.
If you ask somebody's opinion, if you say, hey, how do you like these? If you truly like them, you don't really care what they say.
No, I do care.
Oh, really? What if you love something and like Bill says, oh, my God, those look like Herman Munster should be wearing those.
Then I would second guess myself.
And that would be a compliment coming from me because I thought Herman Munster always wore everything beautifully. Shoes, the jacket, everything.
I say that because there's a pair of shoes I almost ordered online, and they do kind of look like Herman Munster shoes.
That's all the rage now. Munster Mania,
see,
Wendy.
You would tell everybody the truth but me just to make me look bad.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't trust you ever.
What's wrong with that? I think it's interesting that you ask people's opinion, but you don't care what their answer is. That's very interesting to me.
It depends. If it's something I love, if I got a camo purse from Etsy about 4 years ago, and I've got my money's worth out of it, I'll tell you, because I used it every day for the last 4 years.
And that's a hard one because we can't see it, so we don't know if we like it or not. It's so well camoed.
But I loved it. I wanted it. I got it. So I'd go, oh, how do you like my new purse? And if somebody goes, I don't really like it, that's what I mean. I'd be like, okay, well,
right,
you have no taste.
You're dead to me. Right.
But
off a cliff.
If I ordered it and I wasn't sure, like, I don't know if I really like it, then I would really honor your, like, be honest with
me.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a trick that I learned a long time ago, and it's worked for me almost every day in my life. If we're going somewhere, my wife will say, what do you think I should wear? There was a friend's birthday party over the weekend. What do you think I should wear to Terry's birthday party? All of our friends have the same name as my wife. It's easier for us to remember who they are. So she said, what do you think I should wear? And I say, I would wear that one outfit that you wore. And I go really slowly.
Yes, so she jumps
in. She'll go, the blue one? And I go, yes. You know, because then, even though it seems like I know what I'm talking about, I don't. I still get credit for knowing what I'm talking about, even though I don't. But the slower you go, she'll fill in the blanks of which dress or which outfit.
So no wonder you guys never argue.
Yeah, because there's tricks. We're using trickery and deceit to avoid any arguments. But it works all the time.
There's
never a time that it doesn't work. And her answer is always different.
Yeah.
Like the slower I go, the red one with the yellow trim. Mm-hmm. The red one with the yellow trim.
But see that? Because in her head, that's the one she's thinking about wearing. She just needs some confirmation.
Some reinforcement.
Yes.
And I get credit for knowing that.
Your whole life is a ruse.
Yeah.
You've made it. You've really figured. Why aren't you writing a book?
I can't read or write. Miss some school.
All right, so I made my hair have beachy waves today. Did you even notice that?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you did.
I did, but I can't say anything to you anymore.
Why?
Because ever since I said the color thing, kind of
what happened?
You told me I'm not wearing color anymore. Oh, my God.
Oh, I had a top on that
2 weeks ago,
black.
A red top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
created quite a controversy here at the station, Wendy. People thought, Is Wendy dying?
No.
I go, why? She's wearing color.
Yeah, I won't again. I've given that away to Goodwill.
Ever.
Probably not.
Wow.
Because we're having new pictures taken. I guess you already had yours taken.
Yeah.
And Jasmine, you and I Monday. So
yeah,
look
upset.
Pretty. So should I? You're upset?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they gave us like a whole month, so I thought I could lose weight. You know, like get my cheekbones chiseled. You know,
oh, use makeup
and then
for
they're
that.
Like, oh yeah, it's
come
the next
on.
Couple days. So.
It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. No, I just it's a posed thing. I really am very uncomfortable.
Wouldn't it be better? And I suggested this, but it was quickly voted down. I like in action photos.
I do too.
Isn't it
candid
better?
Yeah. Photos.
When you're doing what you do. When it's a posed photograph, you I don't know.
You
I
got a
silly.
Stupid look. At like, yeah. Hello. I do. How
and
are you?
You weren't here for the last round of photographs, but they did that thing that they used to do in school pictures where they have you tilt your chin.
Oh, I don't like that.
My head doesn't tilt that way.
But
it looks very unnatural.
That's just it. In human nature, you're not going,
never.
Say.
My chin is always kind of parallel to the ground. It's never at an angle or rarely. But in all the photographs of me that they took, my chin's off to a weird angle. And I knew when we were taking it.
Yeah. See, I just, my youngest one, my Dylan is going to be starting school, God, in less than a week. I hate to say that. And he's going to be a junior in high school. And I went with to pay for fees. And
yeah.
Now the first day when you do that, you get your picture taken. And I watched the photographer do the exact same thing to him.
Your chin a little more up, a little more to the left, a little more up.
Put your knees to the left and your chin to the right. Tilt your head. Push your glasses up. And I looked at the picture that is going to be used in the yearbook and on his ID for the whole year.
Yeah.
And honestly, it looks like Dylan is going, hey, like he's talking. Like, and he took two shots. So why in the world would that photographer pick that picture?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's got to be better than the other one. But you'd think, oh, his mouth is like mid-talk. Let's do a third one.
But they didn't.
Oh, my God. I'm so irritated with it.
They had us, I don't know if they did this to everybody, but with me, I'm sitting on this series of, they're like steps almost, right?
Are they over in the music room?
Yeah.
The PPG so paint screen room?
Yeah. So it's, I don't know how else to describe it as, it's like, it's shaped like steps.
Yeah, it's a little tiny, they're steps that an old dog would use to get on a bed if they
like
couldn't
get
up there, but they're vinyl and softish, right?
Right. So I'm on those. So they go, move your knees this way, but your shoulders the opposite way. And then they go, move your knees more that way and your shoulders the other way. And I said, is this a yoga class or are you taking my picture? What are you doing? And they go, no, it'll look great. But then I saw the end result and it looks like I'm on some sort of a contraption being tortured or something.
Well, that's why it looks bad, because you were snippy to them.
Yeah.
What is this, a yoga class
right.
or are you taking my picture?
We'll make this look nice.
That's what they made Dylan do. Knees to the left, upper body to the right, chin to the left.
But who sits that way?
No one.
No one in the world sits that way.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I hate getting my picture taken.
Yeah.
I did know from Joe Palladino was our wedding photographer, and he's a great man, and he told me when you're taking a picture to say yes and just hold your mouth after you say yes, because it's very...
It used to be cheese, but then people realized it
didn't do a thing.
Right.
Cheese,
but yes,
that's worse. But you just kind of go, yes. And then your smile...
You're forced to smile. My grandmother had one that I can't say on the air.
That would make you really laugh, though, in a picture.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
But try it with the yes.
Yeah.
And just kind of hold
it. Hold the yes.
And it's funny because my son Michael, when he gets his picture taken, I can hear him. I'm like, you're supposed to say it like silently.
Internally.
No, Michael just
says it aloud.
Yes. I think he does that just to bug me.
Yeah, maybe.
But should I go beach waves or straight hair for headshots on Monday?
Beach waves.
Really?
Yeah.
Kim, what say you?
I like the waves.
Beach waves.
Jasmine?
I'm going with everybody else because I'm not allowed to say anything.
No,
I'm just joking. I like the beach waves.
All right. I'll have to get up early and do it then.
You look like Jan and Dean.
How come you guys already had mine? How come?
I was on vacation.
Oh, so this is the makeup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you have to sit on the little steps and turn your knees to your right and your shoulder
and
to the left?
Yeah.
Are you happy? Well, we won't talk about it on
some
here.
Of mine, some
you
of
like
mine
some
are
of
good.
Them?
Yeah, yeah, some are not bad. I mean, nobody ever likes their own pictures, so, you know.
I'm going to use Don Kleppen's pictures. I like his pictures better than mine. I've already checked it with him. He's fine with it.
He's good with it.
Very accommodating. Yep. All right, let's take a break. Kim's got the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, during the regular show, we were talking about Robin Williams, who died 5 years ago on
That's
Sunday.
Hard to believe.
Isn't that hard to believe? Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's been 5 years, does it? But I was mentioning the fact that Robin Williams was one of the few comedic actors that could do drama equally as well as he could do comedy. And we mentioned a whole bunch of actors and actresses, people who have done
Not
this in the past.
Not many actresses, though.
Nowhere near as many actresses, which is, it's sad almost. I don't know
Sally
why.
Sally Field should be thrown in there, somebody texted.
Trying to think of Sally Field. Yeah,
She's had serious.
She's done both. Yeah.
And Cher. Cher was so good in Silkwood, I've got to tell you the truth.
She really, I don't know if you mentioned Julia Roberts, because she was, you know, Pretty Women, kind of funny, and then she did, she got the Oscar for
Bird Box.
No, the woman who, like, what's her name?
I know what you mean.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich. Thank you.
Nicely done, Wendy.
Thank you.
Yeah, Aaron Brockovich. Lily Tomlin got several mentions also.
Yeah. Jane Fonda, too, I guess.
Jane Fonda did get a mention or two, yeah. The one that's interesting to me, because I can't think of any serious role he ever did, and I if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but Tim Conway, they go, how can you not mention Tim Conway?
Really?
Did Tim Conway ever do a serious, I'm trying to think of him in a serious role. Everything I remember him from was comedy.
Was he in the Apple Dumpling Gang?
Yeah, but
that would be more comedy than drama.
I thought that was dramatic.
Did you guys mention Melissa McCarthy?
Yes.
She's trying to do serious stuff.
That's the first woman who I thought of the other night. It was at a dinner with some friends, and her name came up immediately. I thought of her.
I got another one from a texter, 773.
Who's this?
Meg Ryan. She was when Harry met Sally. She was always kind of goofy and silly.
Yeah.
And then that movie where she is the alcoholic with Andy Garcia. Am I mixing them up? I always get my actresses.
No, you're right. That's the movie that Al Franken wrote.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Which is semi-autobiographical.
What was the name of it?
I'm blanking on the name.
I just wish Andy Garcia would comfort me.
I want to say it's The Morning After, but I'm not sure. Does that sound right?
Yeah. It's really good.
He's just so
loving, and she plays his wife, and she has a drinking problem, and he just really
I did see that. Yes, that's a great movie.
It's really old. I only see movies that have been out for...
For a while.
Yeah.
20 years or more.
Somebody mentioned
When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh.
Somebody mentioned Dick Van Dyke by way of text. Dick Van Dyke has done a couple of serious roles, mostly comedy. In my head, Kim, the first thoughts were people who were either stand-up comics or known... exclusively for their comedy, but a lot of the names we've mentioned, you know, as they were coming up, you know, have done both.
Right.
And you should.
Adam
Sandler's
tried some serious.
You know what?
Adam Sandler should be in that. God, I just am mad at ourselves. Did that come up during your dinner?
No, we didn't mention Adam Sandler. Spanglish, he's really good in.
Yeah, and what? There was another really dark one that he
Punch
did.
Drunk Love.
Yes,
oh yeah.
Yes.
I just saw that recently again. What is it, 20 years old? I'm so on top of things.
Wait,
I'm going to watch King Kong, that picture show this
King
weekend.
Wendy, when you see Faye Ray, she's going to change your mind about everything.
Boy, Jazzy.
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith, definitely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, that's going from being a rapper to a dramatic actor.
Right.
That's probably even
like
harder than comedy. Well, I tried it. It wasn't as easy for me, Wendy. Right.
Well, look at Gaga. If you're going to talk about singers who go the route of acting, she was great in A Star Is Born.
Yeah, she was. You know what's surprising about that? I was positive because as soon as everybody saw that movie, they went, wow, can she act? I was positive that she'd have a follow-up by now. We're about a year removed from A Star Is Born. I'm surprised she's not shooting another movie.
Do you think it's because she's got the residency in Vegas?
Oh,
I don't think she wants to be an actress, guys.
No?
Do you?
I don't know. I don't know her that well.
And Bradley Cooper was in a lot of those goofy boy movies, too.
He was.
He was in Hot
the two of them together.
American Summer, or Wet Hot American Summer. And, I mean, he's gone dramatic, too, with the where he played the
Silver
veteran.
Linings Playbook.
Oh. I can't think of the name of that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, when he played the sharpshooter.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That it was based on a true story. Yes. That was a great movie. It's American something, I think.
American
Hero, American Sniper.
Yeah, that
sounds right. That's what it was, American Sniper.
But I know a lot of people have suggested online, if you're an actor or an actress, why shouldn't you do both? Why couldn't you do both? And it's true. I'm just saying that for some of these guys, like Robin Williams, Kim, I made the point, if you had seen him playing Mork on that episode of Happy Days or on Mork and Mindy, you wouldn't think he could have pulled off Good Will Hunting or you know, any of the more dramatic roles he did over the years. You know,
that
would have been such a surprise. Jim Carrey the same way.
Alec Baldwin is being texted to us.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'll agree with that.
I think your early Alec Baldwin, I think, was almost all dramatic roles. I don't remember him doing comedy in the beginning.
Later.
Yeah, I think he went from dramatic to comedy and then just kind of realized he could pull off both.
Did we mention Jamie Foxx?
No, but that's a great one because in that Ray Charles movie.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Oh, why aren't we mentioning Keanu Reeves? I know he's not a comedian, but come on, Bill and Ted, and then like some of the dramatic roles.
I
guess you could stretch it. You specifically said like comedians.
Yeah.
That made the switch to acting.
Right.
Like The Rock. He's funny and dramatic.
He can do everything. He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. Always for the wrong reason.
Mostly, you know what The Rock is cooking?
Right. So, yes, certainly The Rock, who I think history will show is our greatest thespian.
I can't believe he's the highest paid.
Of all time.
See, that is sickening.
Incredible.
He's the highest paid actor of all time, Dwayne Johnson.
Wow.
He's not my rock.
That's where, if you're legitimately one of the best, like if you're Daniel Day-Lewis and you find that out, you just go, what am I, what?
Right, why?
What?
Or you know? Tom Hanks.
Or Meryl Streep. Right.
The
Rock makes more money than Meryl Streep.
That is unacceptable.
Speaking of Meryl Streep, I just saw today that she's going to be in a remake of Little Women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's coming out, I think, on Christmas Day.
Boring. Oh. Wendy, come on.
I love all those old-timey movies.
My only complaint with Little Women is that they're not that little.
No, they're
like, when you see it, you say to yourself, those are human-sized women.
Yes.
If you're going to show Little Women, I want very, very small women. That's very upsetting. Interesting role for her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But because it's Meryl Streep, she's incapable of being bad.
Right.
Did you guys watch Big Little Lies?
No. I started watching it. I just never got into it.
Oh, I got sucked into it so quickly. And Meryl Streep in that is, listen, she's great in everything.
She's Nicole's,
I can't believe you watched that. It's less than 20 years old.
I know.
Is she Nicole Kidman's mother-in-law in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. She is just...
Yeah.
She's so good.
She really is. It's unfair
how good she is. Because you just go, you can't be better than that.
Right now. She's fantastic.
Even The Rock.
I remember Kramer versus Kramer, her very first film. You know, Dustin Hoffman went like serious and comedy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Was that her first? I'm trying to think if
Kramer
I ever saw
Kramer
her
was,
before.
That's the first time I ever
That
remember.
Was it, right?
Yeah.
That was such a good movie.
Oh, I cried my eyes out in that movie.
That kid just vanished.
I was going to ask you what happened to him.
I don't think he did anything else after that, did he? I'm trying to think if I ever saw him.
Probably traumatized.
Right, maybe.
He was so cute.
You're right. Now, wait, did The Deer Hunter come before or after Kramer versus Kramer? Because I think that, I want to say The Deer Hunter was
maybe
the first time
first.
I saw her.
Then I just remember that was the first time I ever saw her.
Yeah. You've seen her daughters, right?
Yes.
Her daughters look exactly like her.
Exactly. What's their last name? Is Gum, right?
Gummer.
Gummer.
Gum and Gummer.
I don't even know her.
That's the movie she made with Jim Carrey and her daughters. Gum and Gummer. yesterday on the show, and I don't want to make food a daily part of the show, but for some reason we were talking about food yesterday, and it made me very, very hungry, and I realized I need to have lunch on my way home. So I ate at a place that I didn't know still existed. Quiznos still exists.
Never was a fan.
Did you know that?
Me
you don't
either.
Like Quiznos?
I don't like a toasted sandwich.
Oh, it's
I
so
like
Potbellies.
They do a toasted sandwich.
See, here's my issue.
What?
I don't like my meat hot. Yeah. And I don't like tuna fish hot. And those, you know, I usually get a turkey sandwich or a tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
And so I don't
think
when
they have to
hot.
Toast it if you don't want
to. Well, they don't at Potbelly's, but every time I've had it not toasted, then the bread tastes stale to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Potbelly's might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Quiznos, there was one in a building we worked at.
At WLS?
I like Jimmy John's.
Around the corner at WLS.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. When
well, I was at Prudential when they had one.
Yeah.
Were you in that building for a while?
I was in that building for a little, at a different station.
And it's like it was WNND. So convenient, and everything I had there was bad.
Really?
Not a fan.
But do you remember when they first opened that one? I don't know if you were in the building when they first opened it. If you went at lunchtime, if you went anywhere between 11 o'clock to 12:30 or 1 o'clock, the line was outside the store and into the hallway. I mean, it was so jumping in there.
It was popular for, you know,
it was
first
really
started.
Popular.
And you know what else was really popular when it first started? There weren't very many of them, but it's Cozy. I guess it's still called Cozy.
Yeah.
Cozy, I like those. They have great salads. Yeah.
COSI?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Cozy. You don't see as many of them.
Oh, is it French?
It's Italian, I think.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The flatbread.
Yeah.
It really, there's one in the Pedway still.
I think there is, yeah.
Okay.
But isn't it cool, like when, it wouldn't be for Quiznos for either of you because you don't like it, but when you think something's gone and gone forever and then all of a sudden you go.
How was it for you?
Wait, it was fantastic. And I wanted to hug the guy who ran it. I wanted to say to him.
That would have been weird.
Thought you were gone. And here you are. It would have been weird.
You might have enjoyed it.
Is that the only one around?
No. I looked after I was there and in the city of Chicago. There's about four or five of them. But on my GPS system, because I put it in one time near me in Evanston, it showed me one, like according to the GPS, it was still there up and running, but it had been gone for 2 years. The GPS just never updated. That was a disappointing drive.
Yeah, because that would bother me.
It was on my taste buds the whole way there, and I went there, and now it was like it was some other restaurant.
They emerged from bankruptcy about 4 months after, or this was in 2014, they emerged from bankruptcy and reduced its debt by approximately $400 million.
Wow.
On June 11th.
That's why my sandwich was $830,000. I'm like, this is a lot.
You just saved the company, Bill.
I know. I had to take out a home equity loan. I brought David Hochberg with me.
As long as you bought him lunch, he wouldn't care.
Yeah, he was all right with it.
Did he have to get his MLS number really quickly?
Yes.
And MLS.
At the end. Yes, very quickly.
On June 11th, 2018, Quiznos announced that it was acquired by California-based High Bluff Capital Partners. So that's what saved him.
I don't think the word bluff should be in a business name.
It
sounds like you're being deceptive, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does.
It's all part of We're All Liars Co. That's the name of your company?
Is the name of my company.
Yes.
I just got the website today.
But I was so happy to see it. No?
We'd rather see something else, Bill.
Although, what's your favorite fast food submarine sandwich place?
I think Jimmy John's.
I like Jimmy John's. Can I just tell you a little something about Jimmy John's?
Is this inside? Do you know something inside about Jimmy John's? What is it?
I didn't know this. I have been eating at Jimmy John's for many years. And I went in there and watched them make I always get the Big John, which is a roast beef with provolone. You have to pay a dollar extra.
Wendy, unless I'm hearing this wrong, they're made so fast you'll freak.
They do. Listen, the delivery is really quick. Can't even believe it. And I don't know why they would deliver one sandwich. Sometimes my son will order one, and before I can turn around, it's like,
they're at your door.
Yeah, they're so fast.
Wow.
But I noticed them preparing the bread. I love their bread. And they ripped out some of the bread and just threw it in the garbage can. And I said to the sandwich maker, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And they said, we removed some of the bread on the bottom part of the bun because we did a study and it shows that you get like more meat to bread ratio. It's like just the whole composition of the sandwich is better if you remove some of that bread. And I said, that seems wasteful and crazy. Plus, your bread is so good.
Right.
And she looked at me and said, do you want me to leave it in? And I said, well, now I'm afraid. What if it's not good?
What if she just reached into the garbage where it was and just
gave you a wad to take home?
Here. Enjoy
yourself.
Spread
a little mayonnaise to glue it in there.
Yeah, this would be good.
No, I said I was scared to try it because I said if you figured it out, and I've really liked Jimmy John's in the past, maybe I'll ruin it. So the last time I ordered it, I told them to leave the bread in.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It's more filling. It adds like, I think, 110 more calories with that bread. No.
It's not worth it.
Nope. It is not. It is better. They know what they're talking about is all I'm saying.
They could figure out a way to either make the bread less dense or figure out a way to bake it that they wouldn't have to rip that out.
Agreed.
Right, like if there's a little weight, like you know how they have pie weights, maybe there's a little weight where there's a little kind of hollowed out gondola that they could.
Our family, though, we scoop out bagels to try to save some calories.
Oh, yeah?
So we'll scoop out the inside of the bagel.
That's the best part.
I know, but
send them to my house.
Or we have
I'll eat those for you.
Oh, like donut holes? These would be bagel middles.
Bagel middles. Yeah. Kim. Please, save
those for
me.
We'll just hang out near Kim's house.
Because we like the crusty part.
Yeah, right. Just
I
not
like
the
both.
Inside. For a while, I was eating at Jersey Mike's. But here's what... And I like their sandwiches, but I stopped eating there because... Have you ever been in there?
Mm-mm.
They always ask you, like, they ask you which number sandwich you want.
Right.
And then you tell them. And then they say, would you like it Mike's way? And I got to be honest, I can't keep straight in my head how Mike likes his sandwich. Like, I can barely remember how I like my own.
He likes everything.
But I always have to ask them what that means. Like, every time I'm in there, I'm like, what does that mean exactly? And then Mike's way is a weird combination of various extras to the sandwich. But I can't keep the track of that in my head.
But if you went there on a regular basis, Mike's Way, the authentic sub sandwich, served Mike's Way, is onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil blend, red wine, vinegar, and spices.
Well, that doesn't sound horrible.
Actually, it sounds like
an Italian sub.
It's almost like if they had a Bill's Way, like if they would add that as to their
Except
option
no
board.
Tomatoes.
Right. No, certainly no tomatoes.
But you would do the onions. See, I like Mr. Sub, too.
When we Mr. Submarine.
There's
one now on my way home.
Is there?
And I've only stopped there once. It wasn't as great as I remembered it, because they used to be more prevalent, I think.
Well, there's a place in Green Bay that we always used to go to, and now they've moved down here called Cousin Subs.
Yeah, those are good.
Cousins are good.
I like those.
I've not had it, but I've heard of it.
It's good. And, you know, another place, like kind of Quiznos, if you don't see them as much anymore, I used to love it, is Penn Station. Do you remember that place?
No.
We had it in Louisville. And
I never saw that.
They made
me neither.
This veggie sub, and that was on a grill, but they didn't grill the bread. They grilled the...
Just the insides?
Just the insides.
Oh, good.
And that was really good.
That sounds
very good.
They had
this veggie sub that was delicious. It was all these grilled vegetables.
You're still going to Mr. Submarine with some regularity?
Well, I grew up in Brookfield. There's one in Lyons, which is close to LaGrange, where I live now. There's also one in LaGrange, but... You know, they're individually owned and operated, and there are some that are better than others because their bread is fresher.
You're right.
And when we worked the afternoon shift where we had a break in the middle of our show, every once in a while, I would bring you and Kevin, Mr. Sub, I would say, hey, what's your order?
I remember you doing that, but I don't know where in the city, like, where were you getting those? How close were they? Oh, you'd bring them from home.
Yeah, I just figured I'm going by a Mr. Sub, and I knew you liked it, and Kevin pretty much would have eaten anything.
You would have eaten anything.
Yep. You know, the thing in Chicago, too, is that, you know, I guess if you think about a deli sandwich or any kind of sandwich, you have so many more choices here when you throw in like big beefs and gyros and all those other things, where like when I grew up in Kentucky, we didn't have that. It was like a sandwich shop.
Gyros were hard to come by in Kentucky?
Nowhere.
Wow.
And also Fontano's subs. There's one in Hinsdale and one downtown. You, me, and Todd Manley went one time.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best.
Yeah, those
Fontano's
are good.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Not Frank Fontana. Fontano's.
Right.
And finally, as we wrap up, also dramatic actors who came from comedy, John Lithgow could be put in that little bit
as well. I don't think of him as, I mean, he's done comedy, but I don't think of him instantly as a comedian, do you? I think of him just as an actor who can do either or.
I thought he was a comedian.
No. Was he?
I don't know.
Not a stand-up for sure. But your early John Lithgow... I think the first place I ever saw him was The World According to Garp. I don't remember seeing him in anything prior to that.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Don't pull in the driveway.
Yeah, right. If there's one lesson that can be gleaned from that movie, it's that.
What about Vince Vaughn? I guess he kind of...
Yeah. And actually, he went on and did stand-up comedy later after he was an established actor. So
that's hard to do the reverse.
Very hard. Yeah.
How'd it go?
Good. He's very funny. It's very funny.
I love him.
Kim, thanks for hanging out. We'll say goodbye in a little bit. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. I want to just quickly thank everybody who chimed in with their favorite actors or actresses that began as comics, sometimes stand-up, sometimes not, and then went on to do dramatic roles. Quite a list.
Bill Leff should be on that list.
Oh, you're very kind. I don't know that I
deal with your drama every day.
Wow. Wow. I thought we'd get through without me being torched, but no, not at all. Tomorrow, I think the plan is for us to do another show tomorrow, Wendy.
Let's do that.
All right, we'll do a show tomorrow, and if you're good, we'll do one on Thursday. Friday's still floating. I don't know.
If I'm good or the listeners are good?
No, if the listeners are good.
All right, they'll be good.
You'll be good. Everyone will be good. All right, thanks everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll try it again tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.